Last week's parsha Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai l'emor. So Rashi says, Ma'anin Shmita etzel har Sinai. What's up with b'har Sinai? Does it say dafka in the mitzvah of Shmita? So Rashi brings down a medrash that just says that just like Shmita was said by Sinai with all the protim and all the klolim and all the dikdukim, so also every other mitzvah was said by Sinai. Because Be'etzim, how do I know that every mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu said over in Parshas in Dvorim was said by Sinai? It could be it was Mitzchadesh later. Says Rashi that the rise from Shmita, just like Shmita was said by Hasina with everything involved, so also other mitzvahs. The Shaila is like this. First of all, why dafka Shmita? And what's happened? Shmita was chosen from all the other mitzvahs over any other mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah Shabbos, there's other big mitzvahs in the Torah that they could have said, why dafka Shmita? And Agavucha, another Shaila. If you're talking about an Apikaitis, is the same way as he doesn't believe that Shmita was said by Sinai, or he does believe that Shmita was said by Sinai, so therefore he's going to believe that everything else was said by Sinai. I mean, punct from, because it says by Sinai, by Shmita, I'm going to believe that every other mitzvah was said by Sinai. Why dafka Sinai? Why dafka Shmita was said by Sinai? It was a moedik a kli yoko that tightens up what Shmita is. Shmita is the only mitzvah in the Torah that be'etzem is telling a person, give up everything from yourself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You work for 6 years, you feel it's keichi ve'etzem yodi, you feel that you're the one that's making the panosah, says Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what? Sit back for a year, don't do work, don't work on your fields, watch your fields that other people walk into, watch your fields being messed up, watch everything and just stand back and say, B'tochen B'Hashem. On that, there's no other mitzvah in the Torah that proves or that will tell Klal Yisrael, think of any other mitzvah that will turn around and tell you, just rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, you've got Shabbos, which is one day a week, okay? So you're not open up a market day. You can still make the other 6 days a week a bit of panosah. It's not muchach 100% Ribbono Shel Olam. Here you have a whole year where you can't plow, and Ribbono Shel Olam says, "V'tzivisi es b'lechosi." Your Shemitah is a special mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah, that shows bitochen b'Hashem. That shows that Pshat is, I'm taking away everything that I ever had, I have a minna, that belongs to me. Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. In fact, when you have Yovel afterwards, you've got 2 years of not plowing and not sowing. And even so, Ribbono Shel Olam says, here we turn around, we say, rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The TVC is Berachosi, Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you a broch in the 6th year, that will last for 3 years or 4 years. Interesting, I once had this ha'ara. If you look around the world, you will see that pachas u'yesa, every 6 to 7 years, when, you know, take America, take England, when the olam starts making a lot of money, there's a boom. Everybody's making money in shares, or everybody's making money in high tech, everybody's making money in property, in real estate. And suddenly after 6, 7 years, you will see there's a turnover, suddenly there's a, that it's not going so well, the property's falling, mortgages have gone wrong, ich weiß, the high tech's not what it used to be. In the 90s, that was the business, now it's not, and all it used to be diamonds. You see, every tkufa, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends messages to Klal Yisrael, hold back, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that runs the world. It's very interesting, if you take a look at what's been going on in the last 20, 30, 40 years, when Yidden are making a lot of money, you'll see that there's a certain cycle. Every few years, the Yidden are hitting, and the money's flying around like everything. Suddenly, boom, it's not so posh, you can't buy houses, houses are falling, they can't get hold of a mortgage, guys are not giving stock of the way they used to give because they're scared, whatever, people are falling left, right and center, they're going bankrupt, they're over-mortgaged. Every few years the Rebbe Shalom sends a Shemitah message to Anshei Chutz Loretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the schus of Shemitah to keep us going. In fact, the Pasuk says, Sheishonam Tizra Sodecho. 6 years, plow your field. Normally, you say that the first year, you plow, and then the second year, you leave it empty, because you've got to give it koyachas to get back its koyachas, and then the third year, you plant a different field. It says, Rebbe Shalom, Sheishonam Tizra Sodecho. 6 years, just 1 year after another, plow your field. And on the sixth year, where you think that would be the worst year, because it's 6 years after bringing out all the koichos from the field, you'd say it needs a rest. Says Rebbe Shalom, on the sixth year, which is the most least year where you think you get produce, I'll give you produce enough for 3 years. Against Teva. Everything's against Teva. Then Rebbe Shalom shows, I'm the boss. There's no koichi ve'itzav yodi. So the Pasuk goes right, and the Pasuk says, the nosnar is pirio, the land will give its fruit. V'achaltem l'seiva, you'll eat l'seiva to satisfy you. V'yishavtem l'betuchalev. Says Rashi, what's l'seiva? You'll have a bit. You'll eat a bit, and that'll be enough to keep you going. It'll be enough to keep you going. You don't need to eat a big meal. You won't need to eat a meal at 6:30, and then at 11:30, I need another big meal. One meal is enough, and one sup is enough. And therefore, the food will have such koichas in it that whatever you gave out produce for 3 years means that it'll be the same amount of produce. But it'll have in it the koichas to feed you for 3 years because you won't have to eat so much food. A little bit of food will last you a full day because it has the koichas in it to keep you full. Then the pasuk goes weiter. Are you going to come along and say manuchel bashon hashvi'is? What we're going to eat in the seventh year? Says the Rebbe Yisrael, sivisis bilchosi. Then you're going to have enough tfuah for 3 years. I don't understand. The Rebbe Yisrael just said the nosnar is piriya v'achaltem v'seiva. You're going to have enough. So what are you coming along and saying v'chiseimru manuchel? First of all, the kasha doesn't start. Why are you asking manuchel? You just had enough. V'sivisis bilchosi. What's the CVC Berachos? He just gave a bracha. So Rebellion says, I'm married to you, said here. Rebellion says, half the dicky you said. He says, hey, Venostar is Pirio of Achaltem the Seva is Pshat. Somebody who doesn't ask questions, the Rebellion is going to give you produce in the sixth year, not for 3 years. It's not going to look a lot. It's going to look the same as every other year. But the koyach in the food will have a koyach that you won't have to eat more. And you can eat less, there'll be a bracha in the food to keep you going for 3 years. Now, if you come along and ask questions, you can ask, we didn't sow, and we didn't plow our fields, so where's it going to be food? Says the Rebbe Shalom, I'll tell you another way. Then there's going to be no bracha in the food. There, the sixth year, when you ask questions, the sixth year will give enough produce for 3 years. There'll be enough tefuah that will keep you going for 3 years. What's that? Will be in quantity. There'll be a quantity of tefuah that not only will it give for 1 year, it'll be enough tefuah for 3 years. Says Rebellion, what happened here? He's a poshut. He's like this. He says, when you don't ask questions, is v'achaltem l'seiva. You're going to eat a bit, and it'll keep you going for the rest of the time. You come along and ask questions and say, oh, I've got to go out and make ishtadlos. Man, what we're going to eat? Says, Rebbe Shalom, you know what? I'll give you enough produce for 3 years. Do you know what that means, enough produce for 3 years? It means that you're going to have to sow three times the amount in the sixth year. You're going to have to plow the field to pick up all the tefuah. You're going to have to go and put it away in, to stock it away for 3 years. You're going to have to look after it. You're going to have to keep it fresh. You're going to have to work hard, but you'll have enough food for 3 years. But that's when you ask questions. When you don't ask questions, you won't have to work at all. You won't have extra work to do. The sixth year, you plow the field, you put it away, and there'll be enough. Instead of eating this amount for a meal, you'll be able to. The amount will be like one of these diet bars that you have. You get these dietary balls, that's enough to keep you going for 6 hours. I'm full. I don't need anything more. Bar Yishlam says, you don't believe in the balls that I'm going to be giving? Okay, no problem. I'll give you enough for 3 years, but you're going to have to work hard, because you're going to have to plow 3 times the amount that you normally plow, and you're going to have to put away 3 months. You're going to have to be working hard, you're going to have to schwitz, but you'll make it. You'll have the brocha. The brocha will be the same, but you'll have less time on your hands. This is the yisoid that we learn from Shemitah, that there's two ways of getting the brocha. There's a way of getting the brocha where no questions are asked. The Rebbe Yishlam gave me a brocha of Shemitah. There's a mitzvah of Shemitah. Ma Shemitah Nemru B'Sinai Cha'ez. It's a mitzvah that the Rebbe Yishlam is giving us, that there's only, we rely totally on the Rebbe Yishlam. And the Rebbe Yishlam promises us a brocha of Achaltem Lo Seiva, that in quality, they'll be there for 3 years. We'll have our dietary bars enough for 3 years. You don't believe in that? Ma Neichal, what we're going to eat? I don't have enough, says the Rebbe Yishlam, no problem. I'll give you enough food that will grow. There'll be a quantity amount of food that you're going to have to look after it and work and plow and sow it. No problem. But you'll have enough work for 3 years. Says Rebellion, this is the Yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. Ma Shmita Nemru B'Sinai, Af Kol HaTorah Nemru B'Sinai. You got two kinds of yeshiva bochrim. I'll be mazvir with a vort. Ramei Oimer. Ramei says in Pirkei Avos, having a mind basic, you shouldn't do too much business. Asik b'Torah. Make your ikke asik in Torah. V'avishval ruach in the Odom. V'imbataltu min ha-Torah, Yesh l'cho b'telim harbe k'negdech. If you are mevatel from Torah, there's a lot of b'telim against you. Well, what does that mean? Yesh l'cho harbe b'telim k'negdech. Said the Mefarshim Amoru d'Kazach. What does k'negdech mean? Saying the Mefarshim, that a person who's mevatel from Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't send him the Siyata Dishmaya, that when he wants to learn, he can learn. In Batalta Batayra, if you were mevatel from Torah, Pshat if Torah wasn't so choshev to you, Yesh lecho b'teilim harbe k'negdech, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send you a lot of bitul Torah k'negdech that will go against you, that will make sure that you don't continue learning. Why? Because if you're mevatel from Torah, you're not machshev Torah, so Rebbe Yishlam doesn't send you the Siyata Dishmaya. The Alidei Bataltim min HaTorah, through Bittul Torah, Yesh le'achakach b'telim k'neged ratzoinoi. Against his rotten, Shenazela ikuvim, there's a lot of stoppers, different things that stop you from learning, k'shu roitzelum, when he'll want to learn, he won't be able to learn. And that's what's p'shat k'negedeich, against you. So Rabbi Ramshaw brings down from his father that his father used to taina when a bocha used to come late and used to say there was a traffic jam or there was some sort of oinus, there was a car crash on the way and he came late to yeshiva. So he used to turn up and the yeshiva used to ask him, why are you late? An oinus. He says, no, there's no such thing as oinus. He says, the oinus happened because you were mevatel from Torah, therefore the Rebbe Yishlam made you have an oinus that you couldn't continue learning. Because if learning is not choshev to you, so Rebbe Yishlam is masavev sivos, that there'll be a bittul Torah. Could be it's an oinus in your eyes. It's not an oinus, it's your fault. Because somebody whose taka holds by learning is the Rebbe Yishlam makes sure that he doesn't get disturbed. In yesh l'cho b'telem harveh is k'negdech, if you mevatel from Torah. The masmid doesn't have, suddenly he has to pick up packages, suddenly he has to go here, suddenly he has to go there. It's taken care of it. Yeah. Rebbe Yishlam helps him that he has Siyata Dishmaya, that everything's taken care of. When you mevatel from Torah, it's yesh l'cho b'telem harbe k'negdech. The Rebbe Yishlam will send you all different excuses that you couldn't learn, even when you wanted to learn. That's pshat in the pasuk. When we don't ask questions and we do Rotzon Hashem, says Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll send you a Nafsiyata Dishmaya, that you'll make it. Chaltem L'Seiva, you'll have from one chocolate bar, it'll keep you going for the rest of the day. V'chisoyim R'manoichal, you're going to come along and say, I can't sit and learn. I've got to go out and make panosa. I can't sit a whole zman. I've got to go out and work. I've got to work during the summer. I've got to go to college. V'chisoyim R'manoichal, what am I going to do? I've got to get into the tachlis dik of life. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, no problem. V'tzivisis brachasi, you'll make it. But you know how you're going to make it? I'll make you work like a dog. You'll work for 3 years because you'll have so much quantity of food to look after. You won't have a minute spare for the next 3 years. You're going to have to stock all the food away. You're going to have to do this and do that. Whatever you have to do. But learning Yizecha won't learn. You won't have a year's peace. No problem. I'll give you the bracha of panosa. But I'll make sure that you don't have a minute spare to sit down and learn. That's what Shmita is telling us. You've got two choices in life. Yesh l'cha, I mean, batalta min ha-teira. Yesh l'cha, batalta min ha-be-kenekdech. The Rebbe Shlom says, you want a battle? You want to have a good time? You want to go out there and make panos? No problem. I'll make sure you don't learn. I'll make sure you're busy 24-7. You'll still have panos. And then when you look around, you say, you see, I made it. Idiot. If you wouldn't have gone out there and done it, the Rebbe Shlom would have said, v'nos na'ez piri v'achaltem l'seiva. And it would be a brocha. In the little food that I have, in the panosa that I get as a ben Torah, it'll be enough to keep me going. I'll be tzufrid, I'll be happy enough with what I've got. I won't need more. And I'll have more time on my hands. But when you turn around and you say, what am I going to eat? I have to leave learning. I have to go out there and do something. Tachlis, who's going to support me? And the Rebbe Shlom says, you don't need to ask that question. So the Rebbe Shlom says, no problem, I'll give you the same bracha. You're going to have to work like a dog and schwitz. Why? Because you'll get your panosa. You just won't have the bracha in quality, you'll have it in quantity. And quantity means, yesh lecha b'telem harbe kenekdech. How many people out there who could be learning much more? How many people out there can make a cheshbon nefesh of how many hours were thrown away because of yesh lecha b'telem harbe kenegdech, because of one shaila, b'chisem l'manoicha. And how many gedolei talmidei chachamim made it because they didn't ask any questions, because they know there's a brocha of a nosna ha'aretz piriya v'achaltem l'seiva. If I don't mevatel from Torah and I take the Ribbono Shel Olam the way he said to me, this is the way it's going to be. If the Rambam says that somebody who's mafresh himself from Torah, niskadish kodesh kadoshim, that somebody who sits and learns, it becomes kodesh kadoshim, and he has a chelik in the Rebbeinu Shem, he's like a kohen b'avedosa, and just like the Levim were taken care by the Rebbeinu Shem having panosa, so also that person who's going to sit and learn, says the Rambam, says Shmita v'Yevo, he will be a chelik ha-Levim. He will be like Shevet Levi, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will take care of him. He'll be the saver. Yeah, he won't have a beautiful house. He won't have 3 cars to look after. He won't have to run away 5 times a year for vacations. He doesn't need it. He'll be the saver. He'll be satisfied with the little that he has. He doesn't need more. And he'll have more time to learn. But Chisem Ruba, if you're going to be the guy that will turn around and say, Man Noichal, what am I going to eat? I've got to go out there and make panosa. I'm so busy making money. Then I'll give you enough batola that you have to take care of the 3 cars and you take care of the 3 houses and you're going to take care of all your trips. You'll never ever have time to learn. Yeah, you'll have a brocha. Brocha with money, 100%. The CVC is brochos, he says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Avam yesh l'cha batelem harbe kenegdech. It'll go against you. That's the ma'inyin shmita etzel ha-sinai. Says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, shmita is the limud to call HaToyru Kula. Just like the halacha of Shmita was said by Sinai, so also every other mitzvah was said by Sinai. Shmita is the yisod of call HaToyru Kula, of the way a Yid lives, whether it's in Shmita or whether it's in Torah. It doesn't make a difference. There's a v'tzivisi, it's b'chosi, the choice is yours. There's a choice is yours. And a lot of times you find, when you turn around and ask this question, Rabbi Yisrael says, no problem. Go, work. And at the end, on paper, you made it. But there's no siyata d'shmaya in the money. It doesn't get me anywhere. All I look back and I say, how many weeks did I waste? How many years did I waste? How much I could have gained? But it's all part of the question. Rabbi Yisrael says, it's yours. The decision is yours. The bechira is yours. You've got two ways about going about life. There can be vachalta and losayva. And when it's losayva, eichu ma'at mizborach b'meyov, you eat a little and it has a brocha in your stomach. It's enough to live on. I don't need more. Well, I can turn on and have a trace. No, I want to say v'chisemru. I'm going to ask the question, ma noichal. When there's a ma noichal, then there's betelem harbe kenegdech. Thank you.